parsha of Tzitzis. Parsha of Tzitzis. Parsha of Tzitzis. Give me a Rambam, Ilchas Tzitzis. I want you to pick up a diak over here. Who learned Masechta Megillah? Raise your hand. Any of you learned Masechta Megillah in your life?
Yes.
And Bekeis, you learned Masechta Megillah? What high school did you go to? Which high school did you go to, huh?
In Detroit. I was
in Detroit. Detroit. Which other high school did you go to? Which high school did you go to?
CIA, Political Academy in Baltimore.
What Masechta did you learn there?
Brachos.
Not Megillah?
I don't
know. Right? No? Not Megillah? Avi Pesachim, it is a cycle that the Baal Tshuva Yeshiva is learning. Not the Brachos and Avi Pesachim and Megillah. No? I read you a Rambam, a very remarkable Rambam, Perek Daled. A whole bunch of stuff you see in this Rambam. A whole bunch of stuff. Perek Daled, Halacha Chaf Hei, and Hilchas Tefillin. Kedushas Tefillin. Kedusha Gevoylehi. Shekol Zman She Tefillin. Listen again. Kedushas Tefillin. Kedusha Gevoylehi. Shekol Zman She Tefillin Al Roshay Shel Adam. As long as it fills on your head, fill on your head. While Zroyo on your arm, who anav? As long as you're wearing it, where are you? You're an anav. The yore, the ain and nimshach b'schoik. You don't get pulled into, attracted to schoik or v'sicha b'teilo. The ain't maharer b'machshavos rois. You don't have your hurim. Ela mafana liboy, the divrei emes v'tzedek. As long as you have tefillin on you, it's in facts over here. Right? Facts are supposed to be true. Right? He says, as long as you're wearing tefillin, what are you? You're an anav. You're shemayim. You're not interested in tzchayk, but the sich b'teila, and no hear hurim. And what do you think about? The v'emes v'atzedek. The fikach. Tzorch adam l'shtadel l'yoysan olav kol hayoyim. She tried to get thrown the whole day. Well, because you have all these wonderful benefits. And he adds three words. Shemitzvos on kachi. That's the mitzvah tefillin. What's the mitzvah tefillin?
Adultery.
Lefikach. Amru olav al rav talmid rabbeinu hakadosh. They said on rav. Amru olav al rav talmid rabbeinu hakadosh. What's he saying that for? Shekol yomov. His whole life. Of Rav. Rav's whole life. He was very long, Rav. They didn't see him. Shaholach Abba Amos B'lai Torah or B'lai Tzitzis or B'lai Tfilin. They never saw him. Hear that? So what, how many chedushim are this Rambam? When I say chedushim, I mean you don't have, you do not have any Gemara.
There's no sivui to have tzitzis on the entire day.
What do you say?
It's not sivui to have tzitzis on you the whole day.
No what?
Tzivui tav tzitzit.
Tzivui? That's it. You don't wear Alba Kampfers. There's no Alba Kampfers, so there's no Chiyuv. So what's new over here? Everything's new here. What's number one? What's new?
Facts.
That felon makes you know you heard him. It's very new. Right? Felon makes you for honor, but your Shemayim, it's a your Shemayim maker. No, it's one. Number two is a result of one. Tefillin is a one-shot deal, or it's a constant? A whole day. A whole day. Hear that? It's a whole day. The Gemara says that Elisha, what's his name? Elisha.
Ben Mavoya?
And this happened to him. And the guy ran after him, he said he was wearing tefillin. The guy ran after him, and he said, "What are you wearing over there?" He took it off. "What's in your hand?" He said, "A bird." He opened his hand, what was it? A bird. Why? We were so nizzy the whole time that this happened. Ayahova Yavor, Ushas Hashmad. Dr. Mitzvah, Vahaniach Boisayon. He already worked for him that day. What did he see from Mitzvah? What did he see?
One time thing.
Just the Mishnah also says the same thing. Rama says the whole day. Okay, because it's a Yerushalayim maker. And then he says, he proves it somehow, Amu Olav on Rav. What did he say about Rav? No, nobody saw him, going with Abba Amos. It's a Gemara Megillah, right? Everyone in Megillah Chav Ches? B'lei Taira, b'lei Tzitzis, b'lei Tefillin. Omu al Rav. It's on the side already, he says. There's no such Gemara like that. Lehoya Nivra, Lehoya Le Nivra. What does Gemara say about Rav?
On his level.
What does Gemara say about Rav?
Nira,
for his darga.
Gemara says in his darga?
Who he was.
Shum Sushi Gemara. Shum Sushi Gemara. The Gemara got a Shum Sushi Gemara. What does Gemara say? Gemara says, why does Gemara say Megillah? No? Right. What lach there?
Tzitzis.
The Rambam pushed tzitzis into here. That's what I'm talking about it. If you wouldn't have pushed tzitzis, I wouldn't speak about this today. He's stuck in tzitzis. Also interesting, that stuck tzitzis in. No such thing. Where are you coming from? Who told him tzitzis? There's no Gemara like that. The Gemara said, like tefillin or like Torah. Not tzitzis. Also, he says, Rav was a Talmud of who? A Rabbeinu. HaKadosh. Who's interested? Who his Rebbe was? Who cares? Well, let's say, who cares who's his Rebbe? Amu al-Rav, Talmud, of Baba Sali. Who cares who his Rebbe over here? Who cares? Why did he tell me who his Rebbe was? The Rabbi Tzitzis said, as a matter of fact, Lo'olam Yehei, two Rambams. Lo'olam Yishtadol, there's no chiyuv to wear, only if he has to have a beged. But try to have a beged. Try very hard. Atav b'ksus samuchiyav mitzitzis. Today she came with the zoo. And b'shas tefillah, during davening for sure. G'nai godol hu l'tamal chacham, she spalol v'hu ein le'otuf. What's a g'nai godol? It's a daven without a talus. What am I adding over here, huh? For who is it a g'nai godol? For who?
Tamal
chacham. That's exactly what he says over here. Talmud Rabbeinu HaKadosh. The real mitzvah of tefillin and tzitzis is on everybody, but still, especially on who? On Talmud Chacham. That's why he said Rab was a Talmud of what's pshat? Why didn't Talmud Chacham? By matzah is a special mitzvah by matzah. But Talmud Chacham, more than anybody else, huh? It's a special mitzvah. If you go to Brisk, then he says special mitzvah, Talmud Chacham. Right? And Lulav is the best mitzvah on Lulav. And Emi Shefer, he sells Dabaminim, he's like a mashuk over there. There's a big Shlomo Fisher, just a house away from me. Heard him from a fisher. So he comes down to the stand with a cellular love him. Ten li chomesh. Give me five. Yeah. Five. Goes back upstairs. His family, you hear that? He spent a total of one quarter second for two of them. Correct. Give me five. Right? But tzitzis and tefillin, there's a special din of a Talmud Chacham. What's pshat? So he never saw four amos without his six and tzitzis. What pshat? Also, you see some big chiddush over here. The chiddush over here, this Rambam. What's a chiddush? You do a mitzvah. Let's say you do a mitzvah of matzah. You do a mitzvah of matzah. Or you daven. Or you say shema. Or a shofar. Does it change you in any way? Does it make you a better person? What do you say? Make you a better person. If you bake matzah with a chabura, does it make you a better person? Or lulav, or you daven, say shema. Does it make you better? Well, you do it, it's a chiv to do it. Doesn't make any, it doesn't change you at all, huh? Does it make you better? What do you say? Absolutely nothing. Zero. I said, how the chabur, you bake all the matzah? So, nothing. Zero, garnish, make a sukkah. You show improvement. Nothing, garnished. These Ramesses over here, they're feverish. What does tefillin do? Huh? Tefillin changes you. It makes a different person out of you. And there's two more mitzvahs that change you. with Tumah mitzvah to change you.
Tzitzis and
Torah. Tzitzis he made up. Right. Where do you get tzitzis from? He got it from the Parsha Chumis. So tzitzis makes you a different person. That's why. That's the Gemara of Menachas. The guy was about to be Mezana. What happened? He saw the tzitzis. He's a different person. He wouldn't do his nus. These are three mitzvahs that not just a mitzvah, but you come out different. Learning. And tefillin and tzitzis make you a different person. And especially by a Talmud Chacham. What's special Talmud Chacham? Why? Of course, I'll show you why. What's the idea of a Talmud Chacham wearing tzitzis? What is a Talmud Chacham? What's a Talmud Chacham? A Talmud Chacham is Aron HaKodesh. And Nishba Aron HaKodesh is a Chazal. He was captured, he died. Is Aron Kodesh. And by far superior to Aron Kodesh. By far superior. Even the Aron Kodesh that cost $500,000. That's dead weight. Show me one diuk. Or Pshat the Rosh Isra. Knocking the Aron Kodesh is dead wood. The Talmud Chacham is trying to say a pshat. Wow. And Israel mokim shchitosoi. Right? So when the Aron HaKodesh walks, when you carry it by Masa Aron, right? Because it is so, what are they covered with? What do they cover the Aron HaKodesh with? Chelus. That's the idea of a Talmud Chacham. The Rav is a walking Aron HaKodesh. He has to be covered with chelus. That's Mashlem the Kedusha. Mashlem the Kedusha. Just like the Aron HaKodesh has to have the chelus on top. Talmud Chacham is Aron HaKodesh. At least. Why do Balabatim spend so much money on Sifri Torah and not a penny on the color guys? Because the Aron HaKodesh doesn't tell them off. And the color guy is... Nishba Aron HaKodesh. You cover the Aron HaKodesh with chelus. And you cover the Talmud Chacham with chelus. As a matter of fact, I want to know two things that people don't know. I'll show you an interesting thing. You have a Chumash? What did Rashi say on chelus? This week's Sedra. What color is chelus? Read the Rashi.
Green.
Yellow. Right. What was it? What color are the stripes in the talus? What color are the stripes? What color are the stripes? Not a white talus. A regular talus. What color are the stripes?
Black.
Huh? What color are stripes?
Black.
What color is chelus? If the Rambam, listen to the Rambam. Listen to the Rambam over here. You can pay Bezal Chachas. Talus Shehi Kula Aduma. A red talus. Or Yoroika, a green talus. or mishat tzivoinim, other colors. What colors are the tzitzis? The tzitzis have to be the same color as the talus. Oise loban, I mean not the talus. Shelo ke'en tzivo, im yoroika yoroikin. Madum adumin. See that? I would buy a red talus. I'm afraid of a bull. That's right. Hoysa kula tchelis. Right. So the tchelis are tchelis. What about the other side? The lovon. Hoysa lovon. That's not, yeah. It should be all tchelis. The tchelis for the tchelis part. And the other part also tchelis. No. Hoysa lovon shalah. Mishat tzivoinim, other colors, not tchelis. You don't want. Why you don't want it to be all tchelis? Chutz, but don't make tzitzis black. No black tzitzis. Why not black tzitzis? Mivnei she'uniyo ketchelis. Black, right? Tchelis, it looks like Obama. he likes this stuff over here. He's from the, what's the precious, what's your maid's name? Call it Tchelis. Kutzman HaShachar. The Shachar is Tchelis. Alisha Fusha Rambam. That's the black stripes are on Zeichel and Tchelis. Right? So why don't they have the, like, why are you telling them with the blue stripes? The answer is Tchelis is black, not blue. She has Shachar and Yerik and Tchelis.
He's just saying it's
diamond. I know. The Rambam on Halacha Aleph says, what is Chol of Tchelis? Yeah, Bezalach Aleph. Tchelis Hamur B'Tor B'Chol Mokam. He had Sema Tzivua K'Potach Shebekoichol. What's that mean? Zeu Demus Harakia. The sky Haniris La'ayin B'Tor Shorakia. What's Tor Shorakia? What Pashas mean? High noon. Right? Now we're saying it's black. So Torah Shurikia has to mean Shkia time. And the sky is like black. Not high noon. Not high noon. The Gemara says Chelz Dermal Yam. Yam Dermal Rikia. Well, what color is the yam? It's black, no? Not black.
It's deep in the yam.
It's the Red Sea.
Huh?
It's in the Red Sea.
He says black. He says Taharoi Shurikia. And that's why you have black stripes. That's why. Zeichel Tchelis. The whole Klal Yisrael, the black stripes. Shachar.
Why does the fire have white stripes?
Shachar. 1 second. Now, Bizman said we don't have Tchelis. What's this at Talmud Chacham? So the first of all, there happens to be a big, big, let me ask you, you know your stuff over here. When do tzitzis get possible? First of all, if tzitzis are ripped out, should you change the tzitzis? Some threads were ripped. Should you change them? Yeah, get nicer ones, whole ones? What do you say? What do you say about that? It's just got ripped off.
Only if it's two strings.
What?
Only if it's two.
No, they're kosher, but should you change them? One string got ripped off. Do you change it? Not, you don't have to. They're not marked. Should you? Have more Shabbos? All the Rebbes, every Rebbe. Chazonish also says to change it. Hidur mitzvah. Why the hidur mitzvah? There was more Shabbos.
What's up with that?
Chabez. Why it's Chazonish and all the Rebbes say so you change it. I'm saying something very important. Aimatirin tissus me beggar the beggar. Don't take off tissus me beggar the beggar. Right. Aimatirin tissus, don't touch it. Let's say, you don't take off tissus off a beggar. Chaim Volozhin says, don't touch it. Not like all the Rebbes and Mishnah Berurah. Don't touch it. Right. Now, who knows? You say, you know the halachas? How many threads are mutter cut off? What time? What's it then? Well, how many threads can be cut off? How many can't be cut?
You don't know. It's all on one side.
What? Louder.
Four on one side.
Four?
On one side.
A chatchila, what's it then? That wouldn't change. The din is, well, no one knows. So if the din is, tzitzis are not four threads, double. Well, a tzitzis, what's the number of threads in tzitzis? Huh? How many full threads? How many?
Four.
No. How many full threads?
Eight.
Full eight? What about Tosis? How many full threads are there? No?
Two.
Two? That's your tzitzis?
Zero.
What is sheer tzitzis? How many threads? I'll give you another hint. This is easy. How many batim in your bat in Shon Sharosh? How many
one.
Sections are there?
Four.
No.
One.
That's Shalyah is one. How many sections are there in Sharosh? No? Nechemi, you can read my mind? How many sections are there in Shon Sharosh? Can't hear you. You know how many there are?
Zero.
Zero? Tanyo's tefillin. Yeah, zero. Right. Tefillin are two and two. Tatfas. Two and two. Tzitzis, two and two. What's two and two by tzitzis? Lovan and chalis. I don't have to die, too bad. But two are lovan, two are chalis. And that's what to be kosher, the chatchila, you can snip off two. Why can you snip off two? Because you have to have two minim here, two and two. If you snip off two, and they're all made very carefully on different sides, right? You're careful about that, right? You have coming out four and four, they come from the two and two. One min has to be complete, the other min has to have left over something. So now, if two strings are snipped off, right? What does that mean? And so you were careful when you made it. And 1 min is complete. Mamash complete. What's the other min? Half. That's good. And 1 min you can use half. There are two minim. You have chelis. As a matter of fact, that's Tosfos explains it that way. That's chatchila. When you die, the chelis, they all had died. How much did they die out of the eight? Right. So today, all of them were chelis. How many did they die? Rebbe Tom
is two.
Huh?
Rebbe Tom says two.
What I ask you, what are you answering me? I ask you, those that we have to say, how many do they die?
One.
One out of the eight. That's the Rambam. Tosfos says, no, they're two minim, two each. That's Rabbi Shechter. Tchelis, he has four out of the eight are Tchelis. Right? Because Tosfos says, half is Tchelis, two and two. Right. Exactly what the way his Rebbe said. Not two. Not four. Not nothing. However, Tosha says, right? Two. One, they're two meaning. So it comes out of Talmud Chacham today wearing his tzitzis. It's only about Tchelis you should cover. This is Mokim Tchelis. You have Mokim Tchelis today. We don't have Tchelis today. We have two and two. Two is Lavan. What's the other two? The Mokim Tchelis. You hear that? Two of Mokim Tchelis. That's, of course, he's the Orna Kodesh. And that's how, by the way, how does it work to stop Schmutz? The way it works. So, punch it. It's hard to call mitzvahs. Kisei HaKavod. Remind yourself, Kisei HaKavod. Chelis doim al-yam, yam doim al-ukiya, ukiya doim al-kisei HaKavod. There's another way of how it works. When you see tzitzis, you realize you're Aron HaKodesh. Right? You're Aron HaKodesh. At least. At least. Money was put away for a coil. And somehow the coil closed, whatever. Can he use the money to buy a safer toilet? Absolutely not. Ma'alam b'kodesh v'eimah reading. Ma'alam b'kodesh v'eimah reading. Go buy a safer toilet. What are you buying a safer toilet for? Right. I have a big enemy. I spoke. He made a fun safer toilet. And I spoke. Guess what I said? He doesn't talk to me anymore. Are you wasting your money? And I have. Right. So that's the idea of a tchelis that says a Talmud Chacham special is in of tzitzis Rishit Rambam in of tzitzis Perik Gimel Yudbeis and Perik Dal Tfilin. That's his job. He's the Aron HaKodesh. Had tchelis, and we have tchelis today. That is the optimal tzitzis. What's the optimal if it snaps out? You hear that? So you have to have two can be snapped off out of the eight. Why? What's a cheshbon? Two out of the eight. Four are two whole ones, right? Correct? And two are partial is also good. Two are partial. And the other four, again, 2-2 are complete. And 2-2 snapped off two. So the other two are partial. So what? You have two meaning. You can only use a trick. In other words, you can only use, it's called gadumim. This business of gadumim can only be used on one of the meaning, not two meaning. And since this is two meaning, you got me? Which are the two meaning? Lovon and what? And tchelis. Like tefillin or what? Tefillin. Or tefillin. I'll give you an example. Let's say you made the Tefillin Shorosh, right? Tefillin Shorosh has four sections. And somehow you're sloppy, the Bata Macha, here's one bias, here's another bias. He forgot he's making two more bottom. Forgot. So they're very narrow, these other two bottom, they're very narrow. Right? On his head, so it's filling like this. Why? Like this. Because two of the bottom should be on one side of the head, two of the bottom should be on the other side of the head. Now, this guy made a bottom, like one bias, and here, oh yeah, I'm supposed to make two more. And he made it. This is 3/4 of an inch, 3/4 of an inch, 1/1000th of an inch, and 1/1000th of an inch. So he wears the phone like this, right? So what should be? Two on one side, two on the other side. That's halacha. That's halacha. Right? Two at the bottom. And by tzitzis, there are two minim, Tosha says it's minim atzelis. Not four. Not eight. Well, it's this. Two and two. Two love on, two tchelis. One has to be complete, the other one does not have to be complete. Has to have half left over. So yeah, that's only if you were careful when you made it. And they're both at, sometimes when you tie it around, you don't have to be careful. Then it could be the two that snapped are from one. Right? That means you don't have anything left over. You have to have two complete and two with a leftover. If you weren't careful, you have nothing on that one. You understand what I'm telling you over here? So I'll call upon him. That's the main problem is not chilazon. Everybody's searching for the chilazon. Read a Rambam, you don't need chilazon. I'll show you Rambam. I'm finishing now. The Rambam says, a matter of fact, the Rambam says, I want to read the Rambam to you, and, 1 second. And I have a problem, Perik Bays. Chalus. This is the Rambam over here. Chalus and Rabbi Torah, who tsema tsevua, kiptuch shabakoya with you, musrikia. And there's the ayam mitor shurikia. That's black. Anyway. V'atcheles hamur v'mtzitzis tzoch sh'tehei tzviyosa tzviya yedua. That's Masaira. We know what the color is, Masaira. She'i medes b'yofyu. What does that medes b'yofyu mean? Color fast. Doesn't fade. V'lo t'shtane. V'kosh lo nitzpa v'yitzis tzviya posel tzitzis. Afo b'shkem rikia. Right? Ki go t'tzovoy b'istis. A mashchirin, black. How's the apostle? It says, "Why the apostle? Why? Why the apostle?
Because
it fades. Why do you need that for? Just say it's apostle. It's not chilazon. Not chilazon. That's why it's apostle. Again, why is the apostle? Well, closely, it's my voice. That's the apostle. It says, "Avo be shukim rikia." I can say, "So be business." These are bushes. Bisham Mashirin, other black things. Black. How is the apostle and sisters? Black with fades. Let's be no chalazon. They're spending thousands and thousands of millions of dollars on looking for the chalazon. Right? Mediterranean, here, there, everywhere, looking for the chalazon. Who needs chalazon? You have a good chemical that doesn't fade, right? Colors fade, especially blue fades. Right. So yeah, the chemical doesn't fade, it's no good. Why is it no good? We don't know what color it is. Who said it's blue? Who said it's blue? You need a Masaira on the color. You have no idea how it looks, no idea. So, but you don't need chalazin altogether. But the color is in question. Akhupa, we don't have the color today, but we do have the heftza of the two of the strings. What are they? Are they Bimkham Tchelis? Bimkham Tchelis. Yeah, that's Bimkham Tchelis. Two of the strings. And that's why it says, for example, Nisim Oisoy. What's Oisoy mean? Machlokes Rishonim. Some say it goes on Tzitzis, some say it goes on the Tchelis. We don't have Tchelis. We do have Tchelis. We don't have that color. But two of the strings, what are they? As I told you, said that Mimkham Tchelis. And that's why there is Yisam Oisoy. That's what is the mitzvah today. And that's Makadosh the person. It's a different person when he wears not just Rav Scheinberg, it makes him look different. Right. Imagine Rav Scheinberg out there to lace him. Skinny like a toothpick, like, you know? Anyway, but it's Mishana the Mensch. It's Mishana the Mensch. These are the three mitzvahs, the Mishana the person. Tefillin, Tzitzis, and Torah. Become a different person. Right. You learn a Rajba, you're not the same person before the Rajba. You're a different person, right? And that's why the Rambam says, Tamachocham hu mugdal. He doesn't say Tamachocham, he's a Rambam who's deus. He doesn't say Rambam is better. Right. I never in my life ever considered myself better than anybody else. Never. I'm completely different than them. Right. I don't say I'm better than Rambam. I never thought I'm better. He says, Perik A. Kishem shachacham nikah b'chachmasay v'yesav v'muvdal behen mishara om. Is that better? Who said Tamachal? Is that better? There's not one Jew I think I'm better than. They're better than me. But they're Muvdal, right. You hear that? Some will tell me that that who's at the wedding? So they'll tell you, oh, it's Michal Sherkin and Moshe Shera. A havdol. You say, a havdol. That I'm better than him. But I'm not different. A havdol, you understand? Right? Yeah, okay.